إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا أما بعد. The Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said in this khutbatul hajah, in this sermon that was used for special purposes and special needs, he said, وَنَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنْ شُرُورِ أَنفُسِنَا وَمِنْ سَيِّئَاتِ أَعْمَالِنَا. And we seek refuge in you, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We seek your refuge and protection from the evil of our souls and the ill consequence of our actions. And he says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in another hadith, أَلَهُمَّ أَسْتُرْ عَوْرَاتَنَا وَآمِنْ رَوْعَتَنَا. O Allah, O Allah, conceal our faults and protect us from what we fear of your punishment. This is a reality, ayyuhal Muslim, that the believer should be afraid of his own self. The believer should be afraid that his self will lead him to destruction. The believer should be afraid that his nafs, al-ammaratu bisu, that his soul that orders with evil will order him with that which will lead him to the hellfire, and will order him to that which will lead him to humiliation in this world and the hereafter. He seeks the refuge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the evil of his self and the ill consequence of his deeds. He seeks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect him and to safeguard his faults, to conceal his faults, and to protect him from the ill consequence of his actions. These two matters, ayyuhal Muslim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the satrullah ala al-abd an la yafdahahu, the covering of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and concealing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for your faults and not exposing you, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protecting you from the ill consequence of your deeds. These two matters are the reality of al-maghfirah. They are the reality of Allah's forgiveness. That you want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to safeguard you from being exposed for who you really are and for the evil within yourself. And that you want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to safeguard you from the ill consequence of your actions. Ayyuhal Muslim, there is a great deal that a person can learn from their mistakes, to the point that a person can learn more from his mistakes than anything else. For this reason, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decreed for the children of Adam to sin. لِحِكَمٍ عَظِيمًا, for tremendous aspects of wisdom that are known to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and that He shows to His creation. As the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said in the hadith reported by Al-Imam Ahmad and Al-Imam Muslim, he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لَوْ لَمْ تُذْنِبُوا لَذَهَبَ اللَّهُ بِكُمْ وَلَجَاءَ بِقَوْمٍ يُذْنِبُونَ فَيَسْتَغْفِرُونَ فَيَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ لَهُمْ. If you did not sin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would do away with you and would bring about an entirely other creation who would sin and seek forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so that Allah will forgive them, so that Allah may forgive them. وَقَالَ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ, and he says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the hadith of Anas ibn Malik, reported by Al-Imam Ahmad and Al-Imam al-Tirmidhi, he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, kullu ibn Adam khattah, wa khayru al-khattaina tawwabun. Khattah bi siyagh al-mubalagha, bi siyagh al-mubalagha. He says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the emphasized sense, ayyukthiruna, that all of the children of Adam commit mistakes. They commit a lot of mistakes. Not just that they commit mistakes, but they commit a lot of errors and a lot of mistakes. وَخَيْرٌ خَطَّائِينَ التَّوَّابُونَ And the best of those who commit a lot of mistakes and a lot of sins are those who repent. Are those who repent a lot. Just as they sin a lot, they repent a lot. From the lessons that we learn from our sins is عَظِيمِ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ is a tremendousness of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said in His book, وَقُولْ He said, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَتُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ ذُنُوبَ جَمِيعًا إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ He said, تبارك وتعالى, and say to them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, meaning, and say to them likewise, O Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that just as this was a da'wah, the call and the invitation of Allah's Messenger. Make this your call and your invitation to say, O my servants, O my worshippers, who have committed injustices and transgressions against their own souls. La taqnatu min rahmatillah. Do not lose hope of the mercy of Allah. Indeed, Allah forgives all sins. Indeed, Allah is forgiving and merciful. So one of the greatest lessons we learn from our sins is the tremendousness of the mercy and forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wasma'u iqawla Allahi tabaraka wa ta'ala. And listen to the statement of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala when He said about the people who had dug trenches and ditches and lit fires and burnt the believers alive, men, women and children, and sat around as a form of entertainment and watched the believers burn. He said, تبارك وتعالى إن الذين فتنوا المؤمنين والمؤمنات ثم لم يتوبوا فلهم عذاب جهنم ولهم عذاب الحريق. He said, indeed those who put the believing men and the believing women to test, who torture and humiliate and harm the believing men and the believing women. In this case, it was as I mentioned, those who dug trenches and ditches and lit fires and burnt them alive, men, women, and children. He said, indeed, those who torment and torture and put the believing men and women to test, and then do not repent. And then do not repent, meaning that if they had repented for their crimes, that Allah would have forgiven them. Allahu Akbar. If they would have repented for their crimes, and murdering the believing men, and murdering the believing women, and murdering the believing children, and taking it as a form of entertainment, if they had repented for their crimes, Allah would have forgiven them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said about His forgiveness, and He said about the availability of repentance for those who commit kufr. He said, tabaraka wa ta'ala, لَقَدْ كَفَرَ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ ثَالِثُ ثَلَاثًا وَمَا مِنْ إِلَهٍ إِلَّا إِلَهٌ وَاحِدٌ وَإِنْ لَمْ يَنْتَهُوا عَمَّا يَقُولُونَ لَيَمَسَنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ أَفَلَا يَتُوبُونَ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَيَسْتَغْفِرُونَ Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, He said, indeed those who say that Allah is the third of three, that Allah is a father or a part of a trinity, they have committed disbelief. The tremendousness of the statement, before we mention the rest of the ayah, was mentioned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when He said, تكاد السماوات يتفطرن منه تنشق الأرض وتخر الجبال هدا أن دعوا لرحمن ولدا. He said that the heavens are nearly about to be rent asunder, about to be ripped in their fabric, and the earth is about to be split, and the mountains are about to fall into rubble, that you will claim that a Rahman, that the Most Merciful, has a son. The statement of the Christians. This tremendous statement. Allah said those who say this statement that Allah is a third of three, that they have disbelieved and there is no ilah. There is nothing that has a right to be worshipped except for one God, the creator of everything. And if they do not desist and if they do not stop what they are saying, then those who disbelieve from amongst them will be touched with a horrible and painful punishment. And then Allah said, أَفَلَا يَتُوبُونَ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَيَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. Why don't they repent to Allah and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive them? Why don't they repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask Allah to forgive them? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said about the munafiqeen, about the hypocrites who had conspired against the Muslims and against the life of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and were the greatest enemies of Islam in their time and in our time. He said, Al-munafiquna fi ad-dark al-asfali min an-nar wa lan tajid lahum nasira. He said, indeed, the hypocrites are on the lowest part of the hellfire, and you will find none who will be able to help them against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ تَابُوا وَأَصْلَحُوا وَاعْتَصَمُوا بِاللَّهِ وَأَخْلَصُوا دِينَهُمْ لِلَّهِ. He said, except for those who repent and who correct what they ruined, those who correct what they did, and those who hold firmly to the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and those who make their religion sincere for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَأُولَٰئِكَ مِنَ مَعَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. So these ones, they will be with the believers. وَسَوْفَ يُعْتِ اللَّهُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا. And soon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give all of the believers a tremendous reward. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He called those people who had conspired against the life of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who are the allies of the disbelievers and fighting against the Muslims and plotting against the Muslims. He called them to repentance. After mentioning that they will be in the lowest part of the hellfire, He called them to repentance. It is not for any human being. لَيْسَ لِأَحَدٍ أَن يُقَنِتَ أَحَدًا عَنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. He said, the ulama, they say that it is not for anyone to cause anyone to feel hopeless from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So from the greatest of lessons that we learn from our sins and from our mistakes is the tremendousness of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that no matter what you do, that no matter what you do, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you are remorseful, and if you know that what you did was wrong, and if you work to correct what you did, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive you. Likewise, from the lessons that we learn from our mistakes and from our sins and disobedience is the greatness of the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because some people, they don't learn until the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes. They don't learn until the torment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala falls upon them. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said in His book, ظَهَرَ الْفَسَادُ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ بِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِي النَّاسِ لِيُذِيقَهُمْ بَعْضَ الَّذِي عَمِلُوا لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. He said, تبارك وتعالى, the corruption has appeared at land and sea due to what the hands of the people have earned. Corruption has appeared at land and sea due to what the hands of the people have earned. The punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the breakdown of the societies have come about as a consequence of the actions of their hands. He said, in order to let them taste some of what they have done, in order to let them taste the consequence of just some of what they have done, and in order so that they may return to the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has placed His punishment upon the creation in all sorts of forms, in all sorts of forms in this world and in the hereafter. And He has mentioned these punishments to the creation so that they may return to obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so they learn the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on account of their sins, when punishment comes from their sins, on account of their sins. And they learn the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in punishing the creation, when they see that it is a great mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punishes His creation in this world before the hereafter. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said, وَلَعَذَابُ الْآخِرَةِ أَكْبَرُ. He said, and indeed the punishment of the hereafter is greater. And He said, تَبَارَكُ وَتَعَالَى وَلَعَذَابُ الْآخِرَةِ أَخْزَى. And He said that indeed the punishment in the hereafter is more humiliating. And He said, تَبَارَكُ وَتَعَالَى, in another verse, وَلَعَذَابُ الْآخِرَةِ أَشَدُّ وَأَبْقَى. And He said, indeed the punishment in the hereafter is more severe and it is longer lasting. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He allows them to taste some of what they have done in this world so that they may return to obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that without a doubt is a tremendous mercy. That without a doubt is a tremendous mercy. Likewise, we learn from our mistakes and we learn from sins and disobedience the tremendousness of the hilm of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of the forbearance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the patience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in dealing with the creation. As Allah jalla wa ala, He said in His book, وَلَا يُؤَاخِذُ اللَّهُ النَّاسَ بِمَا كَسَبُوا مَا تَرَكَ عَلَى ذَهْرِهَا مِنْ دَابَّةٍ. He said that if Allah was to punish the people for what they have earned, He would not leave a creature on the face of the earth. وَقَالَ تَبَارَكُ وَتَعَالَى. And He said, تَبَارَكُ وَتَعَالَى. He said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُمْسِكُ السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ أَن تَزُولَ وَلَا إِنْ زَالَتَ إِنْ أَمْسَكَهُمَا مِنْ أَحَدٍ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ إِنَّهُ كَانَ حَلِيمًا غَفُورًا. He said, تَبَارَكُ وَتَعَالَى, that indeed Allah holds the heavens and the earth from moving from their places. Indeed Allah holds the earth where it is, and He holds the heavens where they are. Allah holds the heavens and the earth from moving from their places, meaning from going out of existence and being destroyed. And being destroyed. Allah holds the heavens and the earth from moving from their places, and they would move from their places if they were to be held by any other than Allah. إِنَّهُ كَانَ حَلِيمًا غَفُورًا. Indeed, Allah is forbearing. Allah is forbearing, and Allah is forgiving. Likewise, we learn from our sins and disobedience what we learn about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We learn of the tremendousness of the satrullahi ala al-abd, of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala concealing the faults of His servant. Of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala concealing the faults of His servant. Ayyuhal Muslim, ayyuhal mudhnib, O sinful person, O Muslim, when you see the people holding you in high esteem, and you see the people praising you, the reality of what they are praising is Allah's concealing of your faults. Because if the people knew the reality of one another, they would never be able to deal with one another. If the people knew of the sicknesses that are within themselves, they would never be able to talk to one another or deal with one another. If the little that you see from the Muslims at times is enough for you to stay away from the Muslims, or enough for you to find fault with the Muslims, or backbite and slander the Muslims, and not want to be around the Muslims, if that is enough, what they have shown you of their errors and what they have shown you of their faults, if that is enough for you to despise others, then what if you knew everything about them? What if you knew what they did in private? This is the reality that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has concealed the faults of the believers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has concealed the faults of the people, and He has ordered that the same be done with the people towards the people, that the people conceal the faults of one another. As a messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam, He said, وَمَنْ سَتَرَ عَلَى مُسْلِمْ سَتَرَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. Whoever conceals the faults of a Muslim, Allah will conceal his faults in this world and in the hereafter. Allah will conceal his faults in this world and in the hereafter. And He said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, He said, كُلُّ أُمَّةِ مُعَافَى إِلَّا الْمُجَاهِرُونَ. He said, all of my ummah, all of my nation will be forgiven except for those who expose themselves. Except for those who expose themselves. And He says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, about people who seek after the faults of one another and who expose the faults of the believers. He said, يَا مَعْشَرْ مَنْ قَدْ آمَنَ بِلِسَانِهِ وَلَمْ يَدْخُلِ الْإِيمَانُ فِي قَلْبِهِ لَا تَغْتَابُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَلَا تُعَيِّرُوهُمْ وَلَا تَتَّبِعُ عَوْرَاتِهِمْ فَإِنَّهُ مَنْ تَتَّبَعَ عَوْرَاتَ أَخِيهِ مُسْلِمْ تَتَّبَعَ اللَّهُ عَوْرَاتَهُ وَمَنْ تَتَّبَعَ اللَّهُ عَوْرَاتَهُ يَفْضَحُ وَلَوْ فِي جَوْفِ رَحْلِهِ أي فِي دَاخِلِ بَيْتِهِ. He said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, He said, O group of people who have professed Islam with your tongues, but true belief has not yet entered into your hearts, do not backbite the Muslims, and do not seek after the faults of the Muslims. For verily, whoever seeks after the fault of his Muslim brother, Allah will seek after his faults. Whoever looks for the faults of his Muslim brother, Allah will find his faults. And whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala finds his faults, yafdahu, He will expose that person. He will expose that person in front of the people, walau fi jawfi rahlihi, even if he did what he did in the innermost part of his home. Allah will expose that person. Some of the Salaf, such as Aun, Ibn Abdullah, Ibn Utbah Ibn Mas'ud, the great Imam from the Tabi'een, he said, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy upon him. He said, لا أحسب رجل ينظر في عيوب الناس إلا من غفلة غفلها عن نفسه. He said, I don't see and I don't believe that a person can ever have time to look at the faults of others except because of some heedlessness and some ignorance about his own situation. Except because of some heedlessness and some ignorance about his own situation. And Muhammad ibn Sirin, he said, Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, kunna nuhaddithu anna akthar an-nasi khataya afraghuhum li dhikri khataya an-nas. Muhammad ibn Sirin, the Imam from the times of the Salaf, he said, may Allah have mercy upon him. He said that we used to speak about and we used to narrate to one another that the people who have the most sins and the people who have the most mistakes are those who have the most time to worry about the mistakes and the faults of others. And they used to say, أَعْلَمُ النَّاسِ بِالْآفَاتِ أَكْثَرُهُمْ آفَاتٍ. They used to say that those who know most about the mistakes of people and the errors of people and the faults of people are those people who have the most problems themselves. Are those people who have the most problems themselves. And so we learn from our sins that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala conceals the faults of the believers and that He loves for the believers to do the same. هذا والله أعلم وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا. الحمد لله وحده وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا على من لا نبي بعده وعلى آله وصحبه أما بعد. Likewise, we learn from our mistakes, our great need to put our reliance upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our great need to put our reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to seek the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to say, and he used to make dua for this more than anything else. He used to say, and when he swore by anything, he would swear by this. He used to swear, la wa muqallib al qulub. No or yes, I swear by the one who changes the hearts of the people. And he used to say, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ya muqallib al qulub, thabbit qulubana ala dinik. O you who changes and alters the hearts of the people, make our hearts firm upon your religion. Make our hearts firm upon your religion. Any person who believes that they deserve guidance, any person who believes that they deserve the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then they have fooled themselves. Al-Imam al-Dhahabi, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he said in his book, Siyar Alama Nubala, he said, كُلُّ مَنْ لَمْ يَخْشَى أَنْ يَكُونَ فِي النَّارِ فَهُوَ مَغْرُورٌ. He said, whoever doesn't fear that they will be from the people of hell, then they are deluded. Whoever doesn't fear that they will be from the people in the hellfire, that they are deluded. And so we learn from our mistakes and we learn from our errors, our tremendous need of the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. He used to make dua, ya hayyun ya qayyum bi rahmatika astaghith. أصلح لي شأني كله ولا تكلني إلى نفسي طرفة عين. He used to say, يا حي يا قيوم, O you who is all living, ever living, and O you who is in control of all of the affairs of the universe, we seek deliverance through your mercy. أصلح لي شأني كله. Correct all of my affairs for me, and do not leave me to myself for even the blinking of an eye. Do not leave me to myself for even the blinking of an eye. And so the believer, he realizes, when he obeys himself, and when he obeys the shaitan, how much he is in need of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala against his greatest enemies. Against his greatest enemies, who are the shaitan and his own self. The shaitan and his own self. Likewise, we learn from our sins and we learn from our mistakes. we learn a tawadu. We learn humility. The Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, لَوْ لَمْ تُذْنِبُوا أَخَشَيْتُ مَا هُوَ أَكْبَرُ مِنْ. He said, if it was not for the fact that you commit errors and mistakes and that you sin, then I would fear for you what is even worse than sin. I would fear for you what is even worse than your sins. He said, Al-Ujub. He said, being astonished with yourself. Being astonished with yourself. Some of the people in the past, from the time of the Salaf, from the earliest generations of Islam, they used to say, La'ala abdun yudhnibu dhanban fayadkhulu bihi al-jannah. They used to say that it is possible for a person to do a sin and enter the paradise on account of that sin. It is possible for a person to do a sin and that sin is a cause for him to enter paradise. They said, well, kayfa dhalik? It was said to them, how could that ever be the case? That a person can sin and his sin is one of the greatest reasons for him to enter the paradise. They said, la yazal. يَجْعَلُهُ نَصْبَ عَيْنَيْهِ فَيَنْكَسِرُ بَيْنَ يَدَيْ مَوْلَاهُ جَلَّ وَعَلَىٰ. He said that he never ceases to focus upon what he did, to look at that illness that he had, to be humiliated and to be broken in front of his Lord, تَبَارَكُ وَتَعَالَىٰ, and to improve his condition until that sin that he did and the effect that it had upon him, that it causes the Iblis to regret ever having tempted the servant. That it causes that person to enter the Jannah on account of his humility, on account of his being broken in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma inna nas'aluka min khashyatika ma tahulu baynana wa bayna ma'asik wa min ta'atika ma yubaliguna bihi jannatak wa min al-yaqini ma yuhawinu alayna masa'ib al-dunya. Allahumma wa mati'na bi asma'ina وبأبصارنا وبقوتنا أبدا ما أحييتنا. اللهم ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا. اللهم وزينا بزينة الإيمان واجعلنا هداة محتدين. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.